Today's shiur we're going to dedicate to Le'ili Nishmas Shlomo ben Eliyahu Ruvain Lehman, Zichron Levracha, who passed away a week ago, and this shiur should be an Ili for his neshama. This past Shabbos, we did something unusual, in that we laid a haftorah called Mocher Chodesh. First of all, this shiur is based on a shiur that I heard from Rabbi Yisrael Schlesinger, Shlita, who I mentioned many times in the shiurim. Usually, a haftorah is always done connected to the parsha. There's something in the haftorah that reminds you of what's going on in the parsha. However, the only exceptions are Shabbosim, which have to do with a special yontiv. For example, Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the four parshios, yontiv, or when we just had the three Gimel de Paranusa around Tisha B'Av time, the 3 weeks, or the Shiva de Nechemta, the seven haftorahs of Nechama that come after Tisha B'Av. So those are haftorahs that have to do with the special day or time of the year. But normally, if it's not a special day or time of the year, the haftorah always has to do with the parsha. So the question is, the haftorah that we said last Shabbos seems to have nothing to do with the parsha. It has to do that Rosh Chodesh was Sunday and Monday of this past week. So the haftorah was called Mochar Chodesh. Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh, because Shabbos was Erev Rosh Chodesh, was the day before Rosh Chodesh. It's taken from the story of Yonason and Shaul and David. We know that there was great animosity between David and Shaul. Both were great tzaddikim, but Shaul, for whatever reasons, which we can't go into right now, he felt that David did things wrong. He was chayv misa, and Shaul had animosity towards David, and to a certain small degree, which probably Shaul wasn't even aware of, he had a jealousy, he had kinna, which we're going to discuss later on in the shiur. And Yonason tells David, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, and my father Shaul makes a suda, and from here we learn out that there is an inyan to make a suda, to have a festive meal on Rosh Chodesh. We learn it out from Shaul, and there also, just like we just had this week, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, they had 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, there were going to be 2 days of festive meals. And Yonason tells David, I'm going to see what mood my father is in on Rosh Chodesh. I'll see if his hatred towards you has changed or not. Does he want to kill you still? Do you have to run away? Ultimately, Yonason reported back to David that Shaul's hatred was still there, and the only etzah for David is to run away because Shaul wants to kill him. That's in brief the story that haftorah is about. The question is, why do we say it on the day before Rosh Chodesh? And this is an unusual thing. It doesn't happen very often. I think the next time will be over a year from now, where Shabbos comes out to be the day before Rosh Chodesh. But the day before Rosh Chodesh, Mocher Chodesh, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh, in and of itself is not a holy day. There's no yomtiv of Erev Rosh Chodesh. So why does that haftorah preempt the normal haftorah that you usually say? In fact, I was in a shul in Lakewood. Of course, I'm not going to say which shul, but the person who got the haftorah by mistake didn't realize that he was supposed to say the special haftorah, and he said what it says in the Chumash for Parshas Bereishis, the regular haftorah. He quickly, quickly told him that he had made a mistake. But usually people don't even think about it, and it has this special haftar. So that's our question, which we're going to try to give basically two answers to this question. Yes?
Some people make a little thing,
That is true. There is a thing, there's a minig that some people have. We do it here sometimes in the OU. Yom Kippur Katan. Some people fast. There's special tefillas that are said. It is true, but that is, it's a custom that many people don't do, and it's not an official yontiv like Shabbos Chanukah, like Rosh Chodesh, like even though there is that minhag. And maybe through what we're going to speak today, we will see, we will enhance that minhag that you just spoke about of Yom Kippur Katan, of preparing, of doing tshuva before the new month begins. So the first answer that we want to give this question is based on the Sefer Mayan Beis HaShe'eva, which is a Sefer written by Rav Shimon Schwab Zitzel. And he asked the question, why did Yonason tell David, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, so let's see how my father's acting on Rosh Chodesh. I mean, why couldn't he find out today? Or why couldn't he find out a week from now? Or a week earlier? It seems that he specifically said, oh, we'll be able to see on Rosh Chodesh how my father feels about you. Why? So the answer is because Rosh Chodesh is a time of hischachus, of renewal. The Sfas Emes tells us that the Gentile world is run by the year. The year in Hebrew is called Shana. Shana, the source of the word Shana is Shena, falling asleep. In other words, there's a pasuk that says, Ein chadash tachas ha-shemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. A person goes with his old habits, his sleepy habits. There's no renewal. By a Jew is governed Chodesh Hazel Lochem. Rashi in last week's parsha tells us, in fact, that the first mitzvah is Kiddush HaChodesh, renewing the new month. And Rashi wants to know why the Torah didn't start with that mitzvah, which is a different discussion in and of itself. But the point is that the new month is given to Klal Yisrael because it demonstrates Hischachus, renewal, that we're not governed by the shana, which is shena, the sleeping, but the opposite. We're supposed to arouse ourselves, wake ourselves up, and this is what we do every month on a monthly basis. It's an inyan of renewal. So Rav Shimon Schwab says that if a person is serious about Rosh Chodesh, so every new month, He does cheshbon nefesh. He analyzes how the past month has gone. Yonason said to David, Shaul has a certain hatred against you, but it's going to come the new month. I'm sure my father is going to analyze that. He's going to make a cheshbon nefesh. Is it still a bona fide hatred, which Shaul thought it was? And in fact, Shaul did go through that process of his boneness, of meditation, thinking over, is his actions correct? And he felt that he should still keep this hatred on. It didn't change. But that's the reason, Rav Schwab says, why Yonason thought, Rosh Chodesh is the day where we're going to see whether my father changes his attitude towards you or not. Because that's the day when a person has to make a cheshbon nefesh. And that would fit in why Erev Rosh Chodesh, people fast, and make the tefillos, because it's a time of introspection where a person has to analyze himself. Is he on the right path? Does he have to make any changes? Does he have to do tshuva? And that would be the source of that minhag that we spoke about before. The Sfas Emes points out that Shechiyanu, for example, the brach of Shechiyanu, we only make once in 30 days. Or going, if a person sees the Mediterranean, it's called the Yam HaGadol, the big sea from Eretz Yisrael. Also, you only make a bracha. There's a special bracha once in 30 days. Why? Because if you've seen it within 30 days, it's an old thing. It's nothing new. When does a person feel newness? When do you make a Shechiyanu on something new? That's once in 30 days. If you've had it, if it's a new fruit and you've just eaten it within the 30 days, you don't feel anything special about this. But if there's a gap of 30 days, you haven't seen the Yam HaGadol in 30 days, that's new, then it demands a new bracha. So the idea of a monthly yontiv or Rosh Chodesh is that it's something new, and we're supposed to make introspection and change ourselves if necessary. Now, he brought down that Rav Gedalia Shor, in his Sefer Or Gedal Yo, says Rosh Chodesh is the Yontiv of David HaMelech, and David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, the Pasuk, Hayom Yeladeticha, today, a Jew has to always look as if he was born today. In other words, the message of Machar Chodesh is, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, it's a time of renewal. Wake up from your slumber. Don't go through the year without any times for renewal and introspection and waking up. David HaMelech is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. That's represented by the Levana, the moon, where every month there's a Chiddush HaLevana. The moon goes down, and then at the beginning of the month, it starts rejuvenating, it starts getting bigger and bigger, until at the middle of the month, it's at the full moon. So this is represented by David HaMelech. Not that every minute of life is a minute closer to death, but rather every minute of life, the way a Jew is supposed to look at it, is Hayom Yeladeticha, you were born today. It's a time of renewal, and just because you did something yesterday, or last week, or a year ago, doesn't mean you have to continue it. You could change yourself. And that's why Yonason thought that Shaul might change his attitude on Rosh Chodesh, and that is why Rav Schwab says that we read Machar Chodesh, and we preempt even the special takana. This was a law which the Chazal told us that we always have to read Daf Torah in connection with the Chumash, but this lesson of renewal is so strong that Erev Rosh Chodesh, we remind ourselves that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, we gotta wake up. We have to change certain things that we've done in the last month. We can't let ourselves go throughout the whole year and fall asleep. This is the answer number one to the question of why Machar Chodesh, that of Torah, preempts the regular of Torah of Parshas Bereishis. Then Rav Schlesinger said another thought, which applies to whenever you have Machar Chodesh, but specifically he said, when Machar Chodesh comes out to Parshas Bereishis, as it did this past Shabbos, there, it, in fact, it has everything to do with the Parsha. In a sense, it's not preempting. It itself reminds you of the Parsha. I mean, the reason they made this was, there was once a king who made a gzera. He thought the best way to get Jews away from Yiddishkeit is if they'll stop reading the Chumash. So he's made a law, you cannot read Chumash. So the Chachamim said, we're going to make a loophole. Haftorah, from the Navi, he didn't make a law against. So we'll read a part of the Navi, which has to do with the Parsha, and that's why Jews will remember the Parsha through the Haftorah. That was the reason for the Takana. So in Machar Chodesh, when it's connected to Bereishis, there's a very strong connection. And he explained as follows. Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Koheles, the following pasuk, V'ra'isi ani es kol amol, Ves kol kishrin amaisa ki hi kinas ishmeraeyu gam ze hevel v'ru'us ruach. What does this pasuk mean? Shlomo HaMelech said, I saw all the work that's in the world. I saw all the large edifices that we have here in Manhattan, that we used to have, unfortunately, the World Trade Center, the Empire State Building, the Sears Tower in Chicago, or in Malaysia, I think they have the biggest buildings in the world. I saw the flight to the moon. Kol Amal, all work of man, and all Kishrin Amaisa, the cleverness of the acts. And what is it all? In one word, if I were to define what everything is, it's all based, Shlomo HaMelech said, we would probably say something different. He says it's all the result of jealousy, one person from the next. And therefore, it's all hevel, it's all emptiness, u'ru'us ruach, bad spirit. So the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Balak, the Haftorah for Parshas Balak is from Sefer Micha. Lahavdil, I think President Carter, when he was inaugurated, had his hand on the Bible on this pasuk from Micha, which is the last pasuk of the Haftorah. And it says, Higid lecha adam ma tov, I will tell you, man, what is good. Uma Hashem dorish mecha, and what Hashem demands from you. The following three things. Kiyim asos mishpat, to do justice. Va'avas chesed, and to love kindness. Va'atznei aleches imalekecha, and to walk in with tznius, with reservedness, with Hashem in a hidden way. Don't flaunt everything that you do, but the opposite, hide things. Hashem should know what you do, but you don't have to show it off to other people. So the Chasam Sofer develops the pshat in this pasuk based on our parsha, Parsha Bereishis. We know that there were Shnei Hamoros Gdolim. The sun and the moon were created both equal. However, the moon came to Hashem and said, "Eifshur lebeis malachim sheishtam shebekesser achad." Two kings cannot hold one crown. In other words, I can't be the same size as the sun. So Hashem said, "Okay." In other words, he was jealous. I don't want somebody else to be like me. So the Hashem said, "Good idea. You know what? Lechi umiyati esatzmach. Go and make yourself less." So the Levana was diminished because of jealousy. Explains the Chasam Sofer. Before Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, which he wasn't supposed to do, there were no bad midas in the world. But the Levana brought... It's a very interesting thing here, that Hashem caused, in a sense, the Levana to have jealousy. And why do I say Hashem caused it? Because on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara tells us in Erech and Daftes, Ma nishtane soyer shal Rosh Chodesh shenemer boy Lashem. The Pasuk says, Lachatos Lashem. You should bring a korban on Rosh Chodesh, and it is a chatos for Hashem. We don't find that expression by any other korban that's brought on Yontif. So the Gemara says that kaviyochel, we don't understand it exactly, but as if Hashem himself had to get forgiveness on Rosh Chodesh. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Soyer Zed, this goat which we're bringing on Rosh Chodesh, Yehei Kapora, should be a forgiveness. Al Shemi Atati Yesayerech, I made the Yerech small. So in other words, Hashem did a chet with the Yerech. How did Hashem do a chet with Yerech? Which Hashem says, Lashem Lechatos, it should be for me. For a chadis, when you bring this korban on Rosh Chodesh, you're like bringing forgiveness kaviyachol, as if I myself sinned over here. Why? Because even though, how did bad midos come into the world? How did sin come into the world? When man ate from the Eitz Hadas and he incorporated within him tov and ra, from that came about sin and midos ra's. Before that, there was no bad midas in the world, except one. And what was that one? Kinnah. And Hashem, like so to speak, blamed himself. If I hadn't let kinnah be in the world, then everything would be as it's supposed to be. Kinnah brought downfall, as we're soon going to see. One thing followed the other. The kinnah caused the Yareach to be jealous of the chama, of the sun, and as a result, Hashem said, okay, you have to be less, but Hashem, like so to speak, blamed himself that the kinnah, this one bad midah, caused the downfall of the Levana. So, I had to punish the Levana once she expressed this jealousy out by saying, I can't be together with the Chama. So Hashem said, okay, if you can't be equal to the Chama, you become less than the Chama. But in a sense, although the Levana sinned, I also have a share in the guilt, because I let the Mida of Kinnah, apparently that was the one exception that was here in the world, and the Levana misused that bad Mida of Kinnah. And as a result, now that, it says the Chasam Sofer, once the celestial bodies, the Levona, took this bad meat of kina, and the Chassam, we don't exactly know how this works, but the Chassam Sofer says the Ma'oros, the celestial bodies, have an effect on the world. Once the Levona used this meat of kina, jealousy, in a bad way, it had an effect on the whole world. So now the Nachash came to Chava. And what led the Nachash to come to Chava? The mid of Kina. Chazal say that the Gemara says in Masech the Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tesamid Beis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Oimer, Adam Arishim be Gan Eden. Adam Arishim was in Gan Eden. He was eating meat and drinking wine, fed to him by the angels, and he's living in a state of bliss. And the Nachash sees that, and he doesn't have it, and he says, if I can't have it, I don't want Adam to have it either. I'm going to get Adam chased out of Gan Eden. So therefore, he goes to Chava, and he's all is based on Kina. So the Levona was Mashpia on the Nachash to have Kina of Adam. Now he goes to Chava and he says, "Oh, you were told not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. You know why Hashem told you that? Because Kol Umin Sonei B'neum Nasai. Every person is jealous of the person who's similar to him. In other words, a doctor is not necessarily jealous of a lawyer, but he'll be jealous of another doctor. Oh, that guy has a bigger clientele, he has a better name than me, he's earning more money than me, I'm in the same profession, and I'm earning less. So every person is jealous of a similar person in a similar profession. So Hashem knows Toiv and Ra. You're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas. You're going to know Tov and Ra. So you're going to become like in the same profession as Hashem. Hashem's going to be jealous of you. How could the Nachash convince Chava of this? Only because in the world there was the mead of jealousy. How had it been brought into the world? Because the Levona had used it against the Chama. And once the Levona was affected by jealousy, the celestial bodies affect the world. So now the Nachash was affected by it. And now the Nachash, through Kina, was able to convince Chava. Otherwise, if there was no Kina in the world, Chava would have laughed it off. What do you mean Hashem's jealous of me? There's no such thing as jealousy. There was jealousy already in the world. So the Nachash was able to fool Chava with this argument because Chava experienced jealousy already through what the Levona had brought into the world. And therefore she decided she is going to eat from it. And as a result, everything, Adam Rish was sent out of Gan Eden, and death came into the world as a result. Everything bad happened, so we see tracing it through Kina.
And then Cain and Hevel.
And then, of course, in this week's parasha, that's Cain and Hevel. That's correct. So the Chassam Sofer says that not only is it in Gashmias things, but actually in Ruchnias. We find, Chazal say, Kinas Soifrim Tar Bechachma. That when people are jealous, I see someone who knows how to learn much more than I do. He knows more of the Gemara of the Poskim than I do. So I'm jealous of that person, and that causes me to increase my learning. If that person learned so much, he put the time in, and look what he achieved. I have to do the same thing. So the Chassam Sofer says this is what Shlomo HaMelech meant. And actually, the Rabbeinu Bachaya says the same thing in Parshas Korach. When Shlomo HaMelech said, Ra'isi ani, es kol amol, so kol amol means on physical things. Gashmias, ves kol kishran amaisa, what was that referring to? That was referring to spiritual things. That was referring to Torah and mitzvahs. The Rabbeinu Bachaya says that we know Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Hakina, Vataiva vakavod motziim es adam in olam. Jealousy, lust, taiva, desire, vakavod and honor, these three midos ros take a person out of this world. So, and the Rabbeinu Bechaya learns, you know what it means? It means that it causes Reuven to actually take Shimon out of this world. It, as we see by Kayin, what did the kin of Kayin to Hevel cause? That Kayin eventually took Hevel out of this world. Normally you learn Motzinus Adam and Arla means on the person who has the kinna and the taiva to cover, it takes him out of the world. The Rabbeinu B'chaya learns it, these bad midas can ultimately lead to taking other people out of this world. If you analyze all the wars and all the disputes between one country and another, the root of it all is jealousy. The Arabs for Israel, let's say today, the root of it is jealousy of what Israel has been able to accomplish. That's the root. It says the Rabbeinu B'chayai that kol omel is kinyani aguf, things that the guf, that the body can acquire, like richness, oisher, nechassim, property, covet, honor, and other shar milas hasrora, other things that a high position can bring. And what does Shlomo HaMelech mean with kishron amaisa? That refers to Torah, tshuva, umaisim tovim. By all of them, there is kinna. Physical things and even spiritual things. So the Chassam Sofer says that that's what Micha meant. I will tell you, man, what is good. Hashem wants you to be Hatznei Aleches im Alekecha. Do things not for don't flaunt what you do. Why? Because if you flaunt what you do, what are you causing the other person? The other person is going to get jealous of you. And so you're causing that person to have jealousy. So even in spiritual things, you should do it in a modest way. So Rabbeinu Yonah, who was a Rishon, says in Pirkei Avos that even though kina seifrim, tar b'chachma, that through being jealous of another person's spiritual things, it increases wisdom, but the best thing is when you're able to do it without jealousy. In other words, jealousy for spiritual things, that I'm jealous of my friend, is very good. But even better than that is to do it because Hashem asks you to do it. Rabbeinu B'chaya, he says, beautiful, on that pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech, the pasuk, Ra'isi ani es kol omol, ves kol kishon amaisa, ki hi kinas Ishmael, the bottom line is jealousy. Gamze hevel v'ruus ruach, says Rabbeinu B'chayei, that was hevel. Hevel also had jealousy. And here we get into the two kinds of jealousies. I think with this we will stop the shiur today. We'll have to continue next week. This pshat is given by Rab Simcha Zissel of Kelm. There are two kinds of jealousies. Kayin had one jealousy, and Hevel had the other jealousy. Who started out? Hevel started out. Hevel saw Kayin brought a korban to Hashem. What kind of korban did Kayin bring to Hashem? He didn't bring animals, as his father did. Adam brought animals as a korban. No, I'm not going to give Hashem animals, but I want to give something. I'll give him fruit. What did he give? The leftover fruits. And I think Chazal say he gave him flax. In other words, pre-Adama, fruits from the ground. So he brought something, but it wasn't the chush of carbon. Hevel saw that, so Hevel was jealous. Hevel, hey, Kayin brought the carbonus to Hashem. I want to bring them also. But he brought a better carbon than Kayin. And Hashem looked at Kayin's carbon, at Hevel's carbon. Hevel brought from the best of his mebchayrois. He brought from the mebchayrois tzoyin mechalbein. He brought from the best sheep and the fats of the best sheep. He brought a real geshmaka, very good korban to Hashem of animals. So Hashem burnt the korban of Hevel, meaning he accepted Hevel's korban, and he did not do that to Kayin's korban. So Hevel had a jealousy of Kayin. You brought a korban, I want to bring a korban also to Hashem. When he brought the korban, he outdid what Kayin did. Then Kayin was jealous that Hashem accepted Hevel's korban and not his korban. So says Reb Simcha Zissel of Kalm, there were two jealousies involved here, one of Kayin and one of Hevel, but they were different jealousies. Hevel's jealousy is, I want to be like you. That's kina soifrim tar b'chachma. You have chachma, I want you to keep your chachma. It's not that I want you to lose your chachma, I want to gain your chachma. That's a positive kina. The highest madreg is that I could come to spirituality, as Rabbeinu Yonah said, without jealousy at all, just because Hashem said it. But if I can't come to that level, at least the next best thing is to have a positive jealousy. A positive jealousy is the kind like Hevel had. Hevel's jealousy was, you have it, I want to have it too. And in fact, I'll work on it. He outdid Kayin. Kayin's jealousy was, Kayin had a tsoras ayin. Kayin didn't have a giving heart. He could only afford to give his leftover fruits from the ground he's going to give to Hashem. What he couldn't sell in the market or what he couldn't eat, I'll leave it over for Hashem. Once he saw that Hashem looked at Hevel's and not at his, so he got enraged. So what he wanted, that Hevel should fall down. He didn't forgive. He didn't give that, oh, good, Hevel did that, I'll do it also. Hashem said to him, Haloyim Satev says, if you'll do good, your korban will accept it also. You have a chance to be like Hevel. But you don't want that. You want Hevel to be like you. You want to schlep down Hevel. That's a negative kinna, says Reb Simcha Zissel of Kalm. So Hevel's kinna was a positive one, and it led him to bring fat, good korbanos to Hashem. Kayin's kinna was a begrudging kinna. He didn't forgive that Hevel had brought such a korban. And what does that eventually lead to? Like Rabbeinu Bechai said, a kinna v'ataiva v'akavod. Might see in this autumn, it could bring a person to murder, such a negative kind of a kinna. So, but what does Shlomo HaMelech say in Kehelas? And this will sum up what we said here today. Ra'isi ani es kol amol, es kol kishon amaisa. Whether it's a negative, whether it's gashmius, whether it's spiritual, it all boils down to he kinnas ishmereyu. But Gamze Hevel, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, even Hevel was caught up in kinna, except he had the positive kinna, like Reb Simcha Zissel said. But even his he could have improved on. He could have done it just because Hashem wanted him to do it. But at least it was much better if you're already going to get involved with kinna, at least do the positive kinna. Kayin's kinna was the negative kinna. And Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll finish it off, and we'll see how this is all connected to Mocher Chodesh, to Rosh Chodesh. That will be in Part B. Torah Bites on Tuesday. We're going to have it.